This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Absolutely beyond a doubt, he's the most righteous man ever walked on the earth. He is righteous. Then look what it says here. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. How's that grace and peace going to be multiplied to you? Through the knowledge of God. How are you going to get that knowledge? Where can you get that? Read the Word. Study the Bible. Just exactly what we're doing right now. Then he says in verse 3, according as his divine power has given unto us a few things. What did that say, Mel? Isn't it amazing how many times that word's in there? He has given unto us what? All things. What? Let's see, well, if he's given us all things, what's he talking about? He's given us all things that pertain unto what? Life and godliness, again, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Wow. Look at what he's given us. Then he says, wherefore are given unto us these exceeding great and precious promises. Not just promises, but exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature or divine health. I mean, the divine nature of God. Do you think God's sick? Do you think God's sick, ma'am? Absolutely not. So if he's walking in divine health, then he says we can walk in divine health, right? Or at least that's what he said right there. Through these exceeding great and precious promises that he's given us, through these we can obtain this same divine nature that God has. I mean, he's strong. He ain't got a heart problem. He ain't got weakness. All we got to do is do what God says. Now, isn't it amazing what's written here? Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature of God, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's just awesome. Will you stop and meditate on that a minute? That that must be a misprint. In my Bible, it must have been, somebody must have made a typo in there, and it must have been that a few of these things were given to us. But your Bible's got a typo in it too, doesn't it? That he's given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. That if he's given us all these wonderful promises and all this written in his mighty word, if these things are us, given to us, well, I know what the thing is. It's got to be that sometimes when you take these awesome promises, you ask God for these things, sometimes God answers prayer, yes. And sometimes he answers it, no. And sometimes he says, well, maybe. I've heard preachers say that. But if God gives us these exceeding great and awesome and precious promises, so by these we can become partakers of the divine nature or live in divine health, then if he's given us all things that pertain to life and health, the world, everything belongs to us, then there's got to be something wrong here. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, 19, and 20, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, 19, and 20, and let's see if we're in Christ, let's see how often God says no to his promises if you're a child of God, and how many times he said yes to you if you're an obedient child of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, 19, and 20. So when we pray, we got to pray in faith. Now then, as we read this, let's think about what he said here in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. If you're in Christ, and he's made us these promises, and this gentleman up here in the front read real good a while ago. Could I get you to read those, sir, out of your Bible again and see? 2 Corinthians 1, 18, 19, and 20.
All right. But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us.
Now, them shouting words.
Yeah. Amen. All right.
Is that right?
That is.
I mean, them shouting words. Yeah. Glory to God. So, if you're in Christ, how many times are the promises yes to you, sir? How many? How many times are the promises of God yes to you? Every time? All, in verse 20, for all the promises of God are yes in Christ? Is that what he said?
All the promises of God in him are yea.
Woo!
And in him
amen! To the glory of God. I mean, you can't hardly beat that. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're Baptist, Methodist, Church of Christ, whatever. There ain't but one way to interpret that. Is that right?
That's right.
I mean, I don't care. I mean, you know, I got over this denomination stuff a long time ago and just started believing what the Word says.
That's the Word.
And if the Word says it, that's the one thing I've come to realize. That's just like when I started here a while back when Cheryl and I was given the privilege to go to Ireland to teach a bunch of Catholic people. I mean, you know, the King James Bible ought to be burned. Okay, so I buy me a brand new Catholic Bible and I go over there with a brand new Catholic Bible in my hand. Of course, 8 hours on the trip here to London, I spent 8 hours marking all these promises. So when I opened it up, it looked like it had been used well. You know, they didn't know that was the first time it had ever been opened. It was on that trip. I bought it brand new just before we went. But I wanted it to be well used. And then when I get there, they want to know what my opinion is about this or that. And I said, I don't have no opinions about nothing. I only got answers from the Catholic Bible. So I opened the Catholic Bible and read it, and I'm telling you, in the 3 days we was over there, we lit the fire of those Catholics. We had Bible studies in homes, and we took them these different things like this. And I mean, in the 3 days, we lit the fire of the Catholic Church in Ireland. I'm telling you, people, hey, they've been deceived. It makes no difference. What Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, Church of Christ, it makes no difference. When you get a hold of God's Word, hey, we're children of the King. You know, but we can get over being a denomination when we begin to see these promises in God's Word. And to think, I went to church all my life, carried this Bible in my hand with all these promises and didn't know none of them. And didn't know none of them. But let me tell you, they're in there. These promises are in there. And since, just think, if all these promises are yes and amen, and every time you're a child of God, then what do we have to do as children of God? If we got a sickness or a disease, what if all these spiritual blessings, healing, and everything belongs to us? If we've got any kind of a physical problem, all you got to do is get rid of your sin. And you know what a lot of your sins are? The sin of unbelief of the promises of God. You don't know them. You might have been raised up in a church like I was that didn't teach you these things. That you didn't know what they were. You never heard them taught. I mean, you can go to a lot of churches and you can sit there every time the door's open and you'll never hear Mark 11:23 even read. Never. And then if you happen to be blessed, like Kathy was. Kathy, when we led her to Jesus and she got the baptism of the Holy Ghost and immediately the Lord baptized her and she started talking in tongues, she wanted to tell everybody. But, you know, when she's up there in the Baptist church, tell them, hey, this is wonderful. I got this baptism. Honey, you know, settle down. It'll all be okay in a little while now. You know, but let me talk to her. She's talking to you in tongues 90 miles. Settle down. You're going to be okay in a little while. Isn't that amazing? They're trying to put a damper on her. But yet she's got this magnificent thing, and since we don't believe it's real, I told her, I said, don't worry about them, you know. I said, that's just the way they are. I said, they've been deceived by the enemy. God puts on you the gift of salvation. Now He put the gift of the baptism on you. And that tongue, I said, you just keep praying and giving Him the glory. Don't matter what anybody says. Just keep giving Him glory. Well, she said, I can't understand why everybody don't want what I got. Well, she had it and she wanted it and she wants to keep it. Change her life forever. She won't never be the same. I mean, isn't it amazing how we put a damper on people? Now, what we ought to do is whenever they come in and get something, we ought to start keep building them up and say, hey, praise God. Let's see what else in this book we can do. Yeah, let's do everything. But the Lord says there that we can become partakers of the divine nature or the divine health of God through these great and awesome precious promises. Now, that great and awesome promise that I told you about a while ago that is so great that I've used so many times, one more time I want to take you back to this magnificent promise of Matthew 18:19. I want you to see, I want to build these things, I want you to get these things in your spirit. I want you to see that Jesus said, if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask Him for, it shall be done for us by our Father which is in heaven. Now, is that what the King said? Now then, what are the requirements there? In other words, remember this requirement. Always to God, He's always required us to be obedient to obey Him, right? I mean, you go back in the Old Covenant as far back as you can, and every promise He made to the children of Israel was after, you obey me. You obey me and walk in love and do what I tell you. Then I, God, will take all sickness and disease away from you, and you can come and ask me for anything. I'll send rain in the right season. I'll bless you with crops and abundance. I'll bless your children. All those things were promises of our King to His children if they would obey. Well, He ain't never changed. He still lacks obedience. He lacks for us to obey. Now, that once we obey and walk in love and does do what He says, then that magnificent promise of Matthew 18:19 will work for you. When you're walking in love, doing what He says, then He says, two of you on earth. The requirements are how many?
Two.
And you got to be where? On earth. See? If two of you on earth agree about what? Anything you ask me for, maybe it'll be done for you? Oh, okay. It shall be done. And who's it going to be done by? The Father in heaven. You can't get a better source than that, can you? That's absolutely right. So, when I used that verse to get Cheryl's feet and arteries and everything opened that night, but also I've used that verse so many times, but of course,
we have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.